if you buy something online this Cyber Monday, a robot may fill your order. Amazon has an army of them. Here's Rachel Miro of our NPR member station, KQED.
The Amazon Fulfillment Center in Tracy, California is big, more than 1 million square feet, or 28 football fields if you prefer, filled with orange and yellow bins flying this way and that on conveyor belts. Chances are, if you ordered a bunch of items in the San Francisco Bay Area recently, Amazon put that box together here.
Whether it's consumables or toys or electronics, with 3.5 million items plus in this building, the odds are pretty much anything you wanted was likely here.
That's Dave Clark, Amazon's Senior Vice President of Worldwide Operations and Customer Service. He's leading us on a tour to show how the company has implemented the technology it purchased when it bought Kiva Systems about 2.5 years ago. At most warehouses, goods are held on shelves, and it's up to humans to put that stuff there and retrieve it. With Kiva, the shelves move. Orange robots the shape and size of ottomans zip under shelves, lift them up, and whisk them to stations where people are waiting.
Now I'm asking for a thermometer, 2A, that would be on the bottom.
Reginaldo Rosales stands in front of a set of yellow bins. As each shelf shows up next to him, packed to the gills with all sorts of items, a computer terminal displays a visual of the specific thing he's supposed to pull off.
Now it's telling us the Monopoly electronic banking game. We pick the item, we give a six-sided check, make sure it's not damaged, and it tells us what bin, and you confirm it.
There's no need for workers to march for miles up and down aisles. There's no need for aisles between the shelves. Amazon can squeeze 50% more product into its warehouses. Kiva's concept has been around for years now, but this rollout provides an opportunity to see it at great scale. You might presume this means Amazon would hire fewer humans, but Senior VP Dave Clark says Amazon is hiring more people, 14% more than last holiday season, to accommodate the demand.
Because we're growing. As these buildings get more selection, they do more volume, the growth is continuing to drive hiring.
But what's to say an entirely mechanical workforce couldn't do better without the need for breaks? At least for now, there is a technological challenge that keeps the Amazons of the world from completely replacing people. It's the same kind of challenge that would make it difficult for a robot to attend a dinner party.
Robots aren't really, really good at manual dexterity. Their vision systems are often not as good as our vision systems.
Andrew McAfee is a research scientist at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and author of the book The Second Machine Age. McAfee takes a generally positive position on the rollout of robots.
Let the person take the part off the shelf and put it in the box. That we have an advantage there, but we have no advantage walking up and down miles of corridors in warehouses. Let the robot do that.
The robot, in other words, makes an excellent pack animal. Already, there are 15,000 Kiva robots whisking about Amazon warehouses across the country. And beyond this expansion, there's another one coming. Amazon engineers are working on the next generation robot. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro.